Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1 o'clock hour. It is time for Silly Underdog Picks. Usually we do this on Thursday, but with tomorrow being Thanksgiving, here we are doing it today. Chase McCabe, Derek Mason in Nashville. We say hello to our good friend Willie Donick, who is in Detroit Rock City. Silly Underdog Picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket in Superbook Sports, voted number one sports book in Vegas. Willie, how are we?
Guys, I'm doing really well. Just a fantastic day here in Michigan, Detroit, right downtown, just a few blocks from Comerica Park, Ford Field, and, of course, Little Caesars Arena. We walked over today, and all I could think about was D-Mace, a young D-Mace growing up in these parts, tearing it up in the Motor City.
But those were not there when I was tearing it up in the Motor City.
Hey, Willie, right.
Hey, Willie, go take a picture in front of each one of the stadiums. And arenas. That'd be very cool. Go ahead and take a picture in front of them.
Well, we need him to be the commissioner
first. Yeah, afterwards, yes.
Let's bring in our panel. Chris Sanders, Kelly Holcomb, George Plasta joining us. Gentlemen, how are we?
Doing pretty good, man.
That's good.
Good, Chase.
Chase, you're back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. You know, I apologize for missing the last 2 weeks, but
no, you don't.
You know, no, I do, because I don't think I've won. So, you know, it's not good. But, you know, had suit duties, so here we are. But I'm back. And now I turn things over to the commissioner so we can review.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your commissioner speaking, coming at you from the state of Michigan. What a game that's on tap coming up later this week involving Michigan and Ohio State, just down south in Ohio. What a game we're looking for, but it's reeks of sports. What a great sports town here in Detroit. Glad to be with you here the day before Thanksgiving. Let's recap another great week of competition of Silly Underdog Picks, presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. First of all, congratulations to Kelly, our online winner. Not Kelly Holcomb. This would be Kelly Jones, who picked up the victory with 38 points. He does hail from Murfreesboro, so I did a double take when I took a look, just to make sure that wasn't a secret identity there. But congratulations to Kelly Jones with 38 points. Got the victory. The most popular pick, Oklahoma State over Oklahoma. 26% of our audience had that as one of their three. The other most popular pick was Army and UConn, and 20% of our audience picked UConn in that one. And I've got an interesting note on that a little bit later when we recap the panel's picks here. So let's go ahead and do that. First, going into the week, and then let me just say last week, we were a little disheveled. I had missed the week before. I was coming in on a game day skate. I was getting the information from D-Mace, who forgot the scrolls. But he didn't have the official records. We had to scramble together.
Oh, no.
The week before. Chase wasn't even there. He was chastised big time by the panel. I mean, Chase, you were just roasted. I think your ears were probably burning at this time last week.
Good. I should have been roasted. I wanted to be there, but, you know, I had other things I had to do, so.
So it was a bit of a frenzy. So let's recap what happened. Chase wasn't there, So the rookie, Nick Kieser, made the pick. He went with his alma mater, Western Kentucky. He said he was given the blessing of Chase.
I did advise him.
Yeah, he was okay with the pick. Western was a 5.5-point dog at Auburn, but Auburn thumped him, 41-17. So no points for Chase there.
Yeah.
Kelly
yeah,
Holcomb had good. The second pick. Yeah, that wasn't good. So Kelly, wow. He had West Virginia, 7.5-point dog against Kansas State.
Willie,
and
Willie,
I know what the
man,
next.
Willie, we lost. Move on. Let's go.
48-31.
We lost. We lost. I mean,
it was not good.
Didn't show, so let's move on. Let's keep going. You want to talk about you being asked and all that? Let's just keep going.
Okay. All right. I'll spare you, Kelly. All right. Plass at the next pick.
Kelly, good to hear Kansas. You're in the Thanksgiving yeah. spirit.
He's in a great mood. Kansas. Blast took Kansas, a 9-point dog. The Jayhawks take it on Texas. Going with the big boys. Kansas is turning over a new leaf on the program. They're excited about where it's going, but they got hammered by the Longhorns. 55-14. Blast, your reaction.
Willie, Texas just scored about 10 seconds ago.
Hook 'em horns.
Whoops. Dreadful.
It didn't go well. Then
no.
D-Mace had the next pick. Now, D-Mace needed big points. He's trying to catch Chris Sanders in the competition. All right, he took Vanderbilt, a 14-point dog.
Wow.
He was anchoring down, and wow. Lo and behold, as a 14-point home dog against the Florida Gators, they got it done. Two straight wins for the wow. Commodores in the league. 5-6 now overall. So D-Mace picks up a big 14 spot. D-Mace, I was pumped. Did you watch? Were you able to see the closing minutes as they closed
absolutely.
It out there?
Absolutely. Hey, in the words of the one great Kirk Cousins, you like that? You like that?
Did you inform Clark Lee yesterday? I know you got to see him. You were over on the Vanderbilt camp yesterday for the show. Did you tell him you picked him in the underdogs?
I didn't tell him I picked him in the silly underdogs. I think I – didn't I tell Barton Simmons?
I think you did tell Barton, but I didn't tell Clark.
Yeah.
I will just say this, George. There is another version of this contest on your fine program. And when I was advising Willie last week to make a pick, I was pretty adamant that he should take his alma mater, and he didn't do it. He didn't
wow,
listen,
Willie.
So.
I passed up.
Wow.
It's like
well,
you, D-Mace, you know, it's a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling
yet
to take
another morning skate.
Hey, I understand your pain, Willie. Yeah, sometimes you just can't pick your team, man.
I feel like I'm going to jinx him if I pick him sometimes. So that was a little problem. But now we get to the interesting pick of the week on the college side. All right, Chris Sanders is picking. Now, this is what I wrote down. Remember, I had trouble finding the game. Chris was throwing it out there. And I wrote down Army as a 10-point home dog against UConn. Now, upon further review, Army
boy.
Was not the underdog
oh,
in
boy.
The game.
You lying.
Shocking.
Now, I'm going to give Chris some benefit of the doubt. Is it possible that I wrote down the game wrong and you picked
right,
UConn?
You're right. No, you're right. You are right.
Either way, Chris gets no points because either he picked a favorite, which is illegal in the competition.
I feel like that, Dinfo.
Or the commissioner wrote the game down, which in case it's a non-factor because Army won the game 34-17, so the favorite won. So does anybody have a recollection of this?
We can always
Chris,
go back and listen.
You know, we're gonna put you on the stand. Did you think you were picking Army, or did you think you were picking Utah? UConn.
No, I was picking UConn.
This feels like
once again, everybody that's out there listening, this is who's leading our competition. We don't know who's the underdog.
This feels like a referee going, false start, everyone but the center. 5-yard penalty, third down.
No, but I did pick Army. I know this. We don't have this problem on my show.
Clearly. No, your commissioner's making other mistakes, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, no.
The graphics look good, though.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. All right, so either way, Chris comes up empty. We'll have to put a little asterisk by that one just to see. We have to have a further investigation, check the tape to see who was messed up there. But either way, Chris is coming up empty there. Chris had the first pick on the pro side. He had the Colts, a 7-point dog against the Eagles. The Colts led the entire game. They were winning 13-3. And the Eagles struck late, a running touchdown from Jalen Hurts in the closing minutes. Eagles pull it off, 17-16. Jeff Saturday and crew almost went 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Unreal.
Oh, wow.
I gave it my all. It's going.
D-Mace was up next. He took the Chargers on Sunday night, a 6-point home dog against the Chiefs.
Same thing.
Victory in the palm of his hand. It was right there. But then Patrick Mahomes worked the magic with Travis Kelce. 30-27 was the final. D-Mace, you could taste it, I'm sure.
Yeah. It tastes sour now. So,
yeah.
There you go. Damn.
Laz picked up the only pro win of the week. He went with the Titans Thursday night against the Packers at Lambeau. An impressive performance. So, Laz picks up 3 with a 27-17 win. Good work by the Titans.
Well, that's a big help. Those 3 points will sure make a difference.
It is maybe inching you closer to a medal, George, because third place, very much in play here for you.
What does the medal bring you?
A bronze medal? I don't know. We've never actually awarded medals. It's just sort of a theater of the mind kind of thing. So you can have some pride as you walk around.
So basically it brings you nothing.
Kelly Holcomb took the Bears against the Falcons, a 3-point dog. And once again, for a second straight week, Justin Fields putting up very impressive numbers but falling just short as the Falcons pulled off 27-24. The Falcons are still in the division race in the NFC South. Then finally, Chase took the Steelers, 3.5-point dogs against the Bengals. Bengals just too strong for them. 37-30 was the final. The Steelers actually scored late and tried an onside kick to get one more shot. No dice. So Chase goes 0-2. So next week we'll have the resolution of the investigation of did Chris Sanders actually try to pick a favorite, or was it a commissioner error with the frenzy? But here are the stats nonetheless. In the standings category, Chris still leads 97 points.
Let's go.
Very impressive. But now D-Mace with 89.5 after picking up 14. This is a contest, ladies and gentlemen. He is within striking distance here.
Oh, yeah. That's all I need. Never quit.
Laz is in the bronze medal position with 48.5. Kelly is just 1.5 back.
Guitar?
Yes. We'll see if we can do that.
Kelly has 44, so still in the race. And then Chase, 43.5, is in last place. So when we come back, we'll have our picks for week 13. Kelly will be up first. Plaz second, D-Mace, Chris, and then Chase has the final pick of the college and then the first pick in the pros. Silly Underdog Picks, week 13, brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. We make the picks in just a moment.
Chase
up. Contest, week number 13, 2022, brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. Willie Donick here with you, your commissioner up in Michigan at Detroit. It'll be the Predators and the Red Wings tonight. And then tomorrow, of course, Turkey Day, just down the block at Ford Field, the Lions in action against the Bills. But now, let's get to the picks. Week 13 is upon us. Coming up first in a race for third place and looking for the Hail Mary to get back in the contest here, a very proud former champion, Kelly Holcomb.
We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I done got me some extra skull for Thanksgiving.
Hey, Willie, you're their commissioner, not really my commissioner. I'm perplexed at what to do. We got to beat George. I'm for Derek. bigger one, so I'm going to go for the bigger one. I'm going to say that hopefully this team stays hot like they did last week and stuck it to the ball. So I'm going to say South Carolina beats Clemson.
Oh! Oh. Okay, that's...
You hear Chris? Did you hear Chris?
Yes. That's
said,
hey, oh. Can I just hang up now?
That was the pick we
it?
Called it.
Oh, my God.
We called Chris would take
I thought
the South
he would
Carolina
take that.
Pick.
Hey, oh. Kelly, I don't know how to be more honest with you.
I'm sure something's going on because I ain't looked at it. I just looked at this this garbage. You haven't been there for 2 weeks, so I'm like, I don't know why that's much, but I don't know.
This is what I think of you, Kelly.
I think Clemson's gonna win big.
Hey, D-Mace, what did James Evans' wife say?
Damn, damn, damn.
Florida Evans is one of the best of all time.
Florida Evans, yeah.
Oh, man.
South Carolina, 14.5 is what I have, Chase. Is that confirmed by Superbook?
That is confirmed.
All right. So the Gamecocks coming off of the huge, out-of-nowhere upset of the Vols. Big dogs at Clemson. That brings us to George Plasta.
Hey, Willie.
Yes, George.
Would it be fair to say I'm not likely to win the competition?
Absolutely.
You would be a long shot at best at this point.
Hey, you're going to get a participation
trophy. So I need some home runs.
You need some home runs to get back in this thing. Your tying run is in Alaska.
So you're picking Georgia Tech, huh?
I'm going to take Vandy.
Oh.
Okay.
Ah.
Well, I like it.
I like the pick.
I like it. I think Vandy's playing. They're playing good ball right now.
Vanderbilt is a 14-point home dog against Tennessee on Saturday night. Is that 14 confirmed?
That is confirmed.
Superbook.
George,
okay.
I will see you there.
Chase, I will be there.
I figured you might.
They announced the sellout yesterday, so it'll be a little more intriguing than it seemed like it was going to be about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Max has called some Vols fans and asked what he's supposed to wear for checkered Vandy, and they haven't gotten back to him yet. So I do appreciate that.
All right, that brings us to Derek Mason, currently in second place. This is an interesting pick. He is now pulled to within 7.5 points of his former teammate Chris Sanders. Let's see what he's got up his sleeve.
You get so excited for this every week. Lip curl.
All right. Since I'm 7 points down, I'm not the one that just goes for – you know, right there. Like, I'm just going for 7 points. No, I want more than 7 points.
I thought you were going to do something that I would have been so proud of you for.
I am going, I'm trying to, oh, man, do I want to? See, I thought about that, but as Willie knows, it's hard to pick your team. So I am going, but I'm staying in the conference. I believe. Hold on. No. Yeah, I'm staying in the conference. Maryland Rutgers. I think is that a 14-point game?
Yeah, I looked at that one.
I'm going with Rutgers.
When you say the conference and the pick you took, it doesn't just mean more, does it?
No.
In this situation, no. When you're talking Rutgers, no. No, but I am picking them this week. They are, 14 points?
Yep.
14 points. So, Chris,
Rutgers,
I know you're over there sweating.
Rutgers is a 14-point
at I'm sweating,
Maryland.
So, give me the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers.
I'm a sleepy guy.
Derek, you'll be amused to know this, and George likes to follow some things. We were at the restaurant last night. They had the Big Ten Network on. There was a huge college basketball tilt on the Big Ten Network. Rutgers versus Ryder.
Oh, wow.
Ryder rents trucks.
Yes, they do. They play hoops and rent trucks. All right, let's go to Chris Sanders. Right now, the leader, feeling a little pressure maybe for the first time in weeks. He's been coasting along. Let's see what he's got.
All right, then somebody took my other game, but this is what's going to get me over the hump. I'm going with Indiana over Purdue. 10 points, baby.
Mm-hmm. A little rivalry game up in the Hoosier State.
At home.
Indiana is a 10.5-point dog against Purdue. Purdue's had quietly had a nice little run here. 7-4 is their record.
Oh, boy.
Indiana coming off a big win last week. They put up a lot of points versus the Spartans, one in overtime.
So D-Mace is not happy with the Hoosiers right now. They pulled a big upset last week over Michigan State. Okay.
So you have 10.5?
That's what I have.
Yep, 10.5 is correct.
Chris had 13 on his end. Okay.
Of course he did.
And by the way, with the Lionel Richie song going on, I do have to say I caught the Hall of Fame induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for Lionel Richie. He was awesome. He put up a great show, had a great speech, so that was good stuff. So a shout-out to Lionel. All right, now
thanks
to Chase McCabe for back-to-back picks.
Behold the king.
Not me.
The king of kings.
Not this year.
On your knees, dog.
All right, I'm just, you know, hoping to be in the competition for third, so that's where I'm at. I'm sure I'm missing something. I don't understand this line, but I'm going to do it anyway. Coastal Carolina at 9-1.
I thought of that game, too.
They are getting 14 on the road against James Madison. I will take Coastal Carolina.
That was my other game, Chase.
Yeah.
Yo, you like that one? Yeah, I'm going with Coastal. Right. I don't understand this one, why Coastal's that big of a dog, but I'll take Coastal Carolina plus 14.
All right, the Chanticleers, a 14-point dog on the road at James Madison. Madison at JMU at 7-3. The Dukes having another strong year, solid program that are moving up to the Sun Belt.
Is a Chanticleer like a Christmas decoration?
It sounds like it.
I think
it does
it's a
sound
drink.
Like it could be.
It sounds like a drink.
That is a good question. I don't know the answer for sure.
All right.
The game will be on ESPNU, just for those that are interested. All right, let's go on to the pros. And, Chase, you have the first pick there.
Yep. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. So I'm going to go to the city where you currently are. Willie, give me the Lions tomorrow, plus 9.5.
The Lions, 9.5-point dogs, winners of 3 in a row, hosting the Bills at Ford Field. And, of course, the Bills just played at Ford Field because of the snowstorm in Buffalo, and they were able to beat the Browns. So, interesting game on tap in this city tomorrow. Let's go to Chris Sanders.
I'm going to go with Arizona over Los Angeles.
That would be the L.A. Chargers. The Cardinals just played the L.A. Rams not long ago. The Cardinals now still not sure at this point if they're going to have Kyler Murray back. Some very interesting comments on the Monday night broadcast directed right at Mr. Murray, sort of challenging him to win the team back because Colt McCoy doing a lot of the right things with the leadership, and Kyler Murray very much in question there. But the Arizona Cardinals are a 4.5-point dog at 4-7, hosting the Chargers. We'll see who the quarterback is in that one. All right, let's move on to D-Mace.
Oh, man. I was going to go against you, Chase, but I don't think I can do it. I just saw where they're playing. So I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons over the Commanders. I think they are a 4.5-point dog.
Yes, that is correct. Atlanta, a 4.5-point dog at Washington. The Commanders are now 6-5. And all of a sudden in the playoff race, even though the NFC East is very, very stacked. At Washington. All right, that brings us to Plaz.
You know what? Since I'm not going to win, I'm going to take the Titans.
Okay.
What I mean is I'm not going to win the competition. So that even though there's only like a point and a half, the yep. Titans are going to win.
I think Tannehill's going to have a big game.
I think they are as well.
I've got two. Chase, I don't know
one
what.
One and a half.
You got one and a half. All right. So Plaz going for the short yardage play. Titans taking on the Bengals. All right. That brings us to Kelly Holcomb for the final pick of the week.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Brownies. I think Cleveland beats Tampa.
Ooh. Cleveland plus 3.5.
The Browns against Tom Brady and the Bucks. Browns a 3.5-point home dog against Tampa Bay. All right, let's do a quick recap, and then we will get ready for the Turkey Day and enjoy all the festivities here. Kelly Holcomb had the first pick. He went with South Carolina, a 14.5-point dog. Big rivalry game on the road at Clemson. Plaz, right now in a battle with Kelly and Chase for third place, takes the Commodores, a 14-point home dog against the Tennessee Vols Saturday night at First Bank Stadium on the Vanderbilt campus. Derek Mason, right now creeping up. He had the Commodores last week for 14. Now he's trying to overtake Chris Sanders. If things fall right, it's possible mathematically. He takes the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, a 14-point dog, on the road at Maryland, out of the Big Ten. Chris Sanders, trying to hold on to the lead, goes up north to Indiana and takes the Hoosiers, 10.5-point home dog against the in-state rival, the Purdue Boilermakers at 7-4. Chase goes to a Sun Belt contest and takes Coastal Carolina, a 14-point dog, taking on James Madison. In the pros, Chase will go to Turkey Day and take the Lions right up here in Detroit, a 9.5-point home dog at Ford Field against the Buffalo Bills. Chris Sanders goes with the Arizona Cardinals, sagging right now at a crossroads. Will they have Kyler Murray back? We don't even know. They take on the L.A. Chargers as a 4.5-point home dog. Derek Mason goes with the Falcons. Arthur Smith's team, 4.5-point dogs at Washington, who is red hot right now. Plaz takes the Titans. Just a 1.5-point dog at home against the Bengals in the rematch from last year's divisional loss in the playoffs. And then finally, Kelly Holcomb takes one of his former teams, the Cleveland Browns, a 3.5-point dog playing at home against Tom Brady and the Bucks. Remember, you can play online with us each and every week by going to thegamenashville.com. Make your three picks before Saturday's kickoffs. Those are the picks for week number 13. Gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving. And good luck.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys.
All right, there you go. The panel. Kelly Holcomb, George Plaster, Chris Sanders joining us. Coming up next, there's been an interesting trade in the Central Division. How does it affect the Predators? We will discuss that next. Chase Willie, D-Mace, 105-106-3 The Game. But, Willie, you have a word on Lee Company.
All right, let's talk Lee Company, 615-567-1000. Proud sponsor of our Nashville Predators coverage. Chase McCabe will actually be special guest star tonight, working our pregame coverage, which is sponsored by Lee Company. Then it'll be Max Hurst and Hal Gill on the call tonight from Detroit, Predators and Red Wings. When you come to Smashville this weekend, too, and there's a lot of action, Friday and Saturday, home games, you'll see the Lee Company display all around Bridgestone Arena. They've got great services for you, including, look, you're going to have a lot of people maybe over at your house. You're heading over. The heating unit is important this time of year, as we all know. And don't take for granted that it's working properly, because Lee Company's always on the ready. Just in case anything is ever going wrong, keep that phone number top of mind, 615-567-1000 or LeeCompany.com. And ask about the home maintenance plan, where you get that year-round coverage that you're looking for. They stay on top of things so you don't get into the crisis situation, and over time, you will save money. 615-567-1000 or LeeCompany.com. Lee Company, proud sponsor, Nashville Predators Hockey. Come on.
Chase Willie D. Mace, 102.5-106.3, The Game. Chase and Derek in Nashville, Willie in Detroit. Nick pumping some tunes here, a little Christina Aguilera. Willie, there's a little bit of a trade that has happened in the Central Division. Ryan Reeves being traded from the Rangers to the Minnesota Wild. What do you think?
Yes. Very interesting. Bill Guerin, he likes the toughness. He is from that era. He's already got some guys who can drop the gloves. He lost one of his heavyweights last year in free agency, Nick Delorier, who he traded for during the regular season. So if you watched the Wild game on this recent homestand with the Predators, it got pretty nasty. There were a couple of fights in that game. And so he is now brought in probably the toughest of his era, and that's Ryan Reeves, who, of course, also made an appearance on the recent homestand for the Predators. And that was one of the big moments, right? Ryan Reeves versus Tanner Jeannot late in the third period, dropping the gloves after Reeves ran Ryan McDonough from behind. So that is certainly a noteworthy move by the Wild.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting. You know, seeing a guy like him more now because of the schedule is interesting for sure. Is the Wild trying to get a little bit bigger? And I know Bill Guerin said it wasn't just for the fighting, it was just to get bigger. And that's what Ryan Reeves brings to the lineup. Kevin Lankinen in net tonight for the Predators. John Hines saying that this morning. I'm not really surprised by that. I like that move, if I'm being honest with you, Willie. Also, looks like might have somebody back in the lineup that's missed some time as well.
Yep, it looks like it's going to be Mark Jankowski back in the lineup for the Predators, a versatile player that has provided a spark. I thought he was playing very, very well and then missed some time in the middle of the game the last time he was in there, and I believe that was the Lightning game, if I got it straight. And he did come back and return in the game, but then was not able to go in the following game. So he's back in there tonight. There's some good versatility, I think, available with guys like him and Colton Sissons, who can play center and wing. Mikhail Granlund can play center and wing. Matt Duchene, obviously, center and wing. So I think that's a strength of the lineup tonight. Even Michael McCarron is a guy who's very capable of playing center. So that's one of the reasons why the Predators are a really good faceoff team. And I think they should have an advantage in that area tonight. The Red Wings are not a good faceoff team, at least haven't been to this point in the season. So Kevin Lankinen is definitely used to getting these starts. All of the starts that he's had this year have been on the road, but he has played very, very well. 921 save percentage coming into tonight.
Pretty pumped for this too, Willie. The Predators putting out there that Chris Mason's going to be in between the benches on Saturday for that game, but Peter Forsberg, the Hall of Famer, is going to be at Bridgestone Arena Saturday and be jumping on both the radio side of things and the TV side of things.
That is really exciting. I believe it's Friday that we're going to have the three-man crew.
Yeah,
we're going to do a few
right.
of these yeah, over the right. course of the season. So Friday, Hal Gill will join the TV booth. Chris Mason will be downstairs between the benches. We did it once last year. All three of us were upstairs last year, and we had a great time. It was a great broadcast, I thought. And then so we got that. And then Peter Forsberg, man, what an unbelievably classy guy, a true superstar. When you're in the presence of him, you feel that hockey aura around him, the Hall of Famer. So that will be exciting to hear from Peter Forsberg.
Yeah, excited about that. And you're right, it will be Friday that Mace will be in between the benches, but pretty cool to see that perspective and have that as well. Coming up next, usually we do this on Friday, but it's time for my TaylorMade picks, as I will give you three picks for the weekend, including tomorrow. And you know that I get those lines from Superbook Sports because it's my official sports book. And when it comes to sports, it's all happening right now. Football, basketball, hockey, and the World Cup. There's no better place to wager on all of that than with Superbook Sports. It's simple, too. When you sign up, deposit, and wager all on the same day, Superbook will give you a bonus up to $1,000. When the sports world is busy, it's time to get busy winning some money with Superbook. So download the Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com to wager and win today. Had a pretty good week last week. I'll have three more picks for you. You can do it all with Superbook Sports. Just visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. This Sunday, following the Titans game, tune in for the NFL postgame show with Jonathan Hutton and Chad Withrow live from Superbook Lounge at Bar and Grill in Margaritaville on Broadway. Postgame is presented by Renner's Warehouse, Two Rivers Ford. Custom order your Ford from Two Rivers Ford. And Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Chase, Willie, D. Mace here with you. Stillman & Company coming up next as they'll talk about Todd Downing addressing the media today. And also the matchup against the Bengals. Willie, I don't know if you had a chance to hear Todd Downing's comments. Basically didn't say anything, couldn't really comment on the ongoing situation, but did show remorse and you know that he was sorry for putting the team in this situation, and he's going to cooperate with the process, but was very, he was asked specific questions that he just could not answer.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to hear it. But it is interesting that I guess one thing I was wondering is, you know, if I were the Titans, I would want a resolution so I could just move forward, yeah, whatever it is. But it sounds like they're going to head into the weekend with it unresolved.
Hmm. Yep.
It might be longer than that.
Yeah, it's kind of what it feels like for sure. All right, let's get to my tailor-made picks that we usually do on Friday. But this will do it for us for the rest of the week. Tomorrow, where all our shows are off to be with our families, and then Friday you can catch Robbie Stanley, Junie Riddle from 8 to noon leading into Predators pregame as the Predators will take on the Colorado Avalanche. Willie, how'd I do last week?
Well, last week, Chase, you had a pretty nice week, 2 out of 3. So the old meatloaf, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You had Middle Tennessee +6 against Florida Atlantic, so congrats to the Blue Raiders, bowl eligible with one regular season game to go, and they're a big favorite this week, so they're moving in the right direction. You had UCLA, a 2.5-point dog in the Rose Bowl against USC, a wild game back and forth, but they fell just short of that one. That's all you needed for the sweep, because you had the Commanders, a three-point favorite at Houston. They won easy. That was your stone cold lock. So you got the lock, and you came within an eyelash of a sweep.
I know.
So close, but yet so far.
So that leads us into the picks for this week, as I'm going to try and continue to improve. It's obviously been a process going along here, but we're working through it. So let's get to it, and I'm going to start here in Nashville. I just got a weird feeling about this. I love the way that Vandy's playing right now. I will take Vandy in the 14 points at home against Tennessee. So give me the Commodores.
Will you say 14 or 14 and a half?
14.
Wow, that's okay. A good pick.
You like it?
Yeah, the way the Commodores have been playing, man. It might end up being a tougher game than what UT thought. So
yeah. No, I
well,
think.
Well, here's the thing, though, as an experienced watcher of this game. Vanderbilt has gotten Tennessee's attention with these two games. So I think there have been times where Vanderbilt is a sizable underdog. I think has honestly snuck up on Tennessee, and the game's been closer than it was supposed to be because Tennessee, I think, was sleepwalking. I don't think there'll be any sleepwalking here. I think the only thing I want to see from Tennessee is, are they going to be able to shrug off the disappointment of the season just turning in a 180, right? They go from, hey, if we win this game, we can be in the playoff, and this is going to be great, and now all of a sudden it's like, wow, none of that's going to happen. We just have to get what we can here. So how do they handle that part of it? So yeah. It's going to be interesting from that standpoint, but there's not going to be sort of a sneak attack here.
So that one's Saturday, but I'm going to go to a game in college that's traditionally played Thanksgiving night. I think there's a lot of distraction in Oxford, Mississippi right now. What's happening with Lane Kiffin? Is he going to leave? Is he going to take the Auburn job? He's saying no. He's met with the team. He's reassured the team. So I think that gives the pesky Pirate a chance to get his team prepped and take them on the road to Oxford. I like Mississippi State and the Bulldogs plus 2.5 on the road at Ole Miss to win the Egg Bowl.
Just 2.5.
Just 2.5 for there. That finally leads us to my stone cold lock of the week. This one is out of the NFL. Also, Thanksgiving night, Minnesota got thumped by the Dallas Cowboys. Had 40 hung on them. I, however, think there's going to be a bounce back. They're a 2.5-point favorite at home against the New England Patriots. Give me Kirk Cousins and the Vikings to rebound. Minus 2.5. That is my lock.
I see you.
Vikings plus 2.5.
Minus 2.5.
Minus 2.5 versus the Patriots.
Yes.
All right. So let's quick recap. You got Vanderbilt plus 14 at home against Tennessee. Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl plus 2.5 against Ole Miss. And then 8-2 Vikings against the Red Hot Patriots. Vikings minus 2.5. And that is the Stone Cold Lock.
Indeed it is.
Absolutely.
Indeed it is. There you go. My tailor-made picks for the week. Guys, as we wrap things up here, happy Thanksgiving. Willie, I know you'll you got to work tonight for sure, and you'll be working your way back after the game, and then time with your family. But D-Mace, your family's here.
Absolutely.
So happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Appreciate it. It's obviously been a lot of fun doing this show, but let's enjoy some food and football, and then get back after it.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. I'm sure you will have a good time with your family and loved ones. But quickly, before we get out of here, got to tell you about Cool Springs MD.
Yeah, many, happy men. Thanksgiving to you, too. Derek, take it home.
I need to tell you about Cool Springs MD. Over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife, Daphne, along with that experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas in Tennessee with improving their immune systems, energy levels, cognitive functions, and more. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require. You require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time now to achieve a healthy lifestyle. So what are you waiting on? Give Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and Cool Springs MD a call today for an appointment. 615-486-3458. That's 615-486-3458. Or visit the website coolspringsmd.com. And we're out.